Okay, final little statement for today, with especially the kinds of things that we're doing here. This was written on the tomb of an Anglican bishop in Westminster Abbey, and they took it off of what he had written there, and it's really relevant for this couple anchoring. When I was young and free, and my imagination had no limits, I dreamed of changing the world. As I grew older and wiser, I realized the world would not change. So I decided to shorten my sights somewhat and change only my country. But it too seemed immovable. So now, as I enter my twilight years in one last desperate attempt, I seek to change only my family. So we went from the world to country to family, those closest to me. But alas, they would have none of it either. So now I lie on my deathbed and realize, perhaps for the first time, that if only I had changed myself first, then by example, I may have influenced my family, and with their encouragement and support, I may have bettered my country, and who knows, I may even have changed the world. Mm. So it's punctuating things differently. You know, we always want everybody else to change. This is one process that gives you the chance to change yourself. And then, like Kevin says, you'd be amazed at what changes around you. Okay, I intend to start at 10 o'clock in the morning with whomever is here. I just noticed this group dribbles in, you know. So I'm going to start at 10. We will go until 5:30 tomorrow night. So have a wonderful night, and I'll see you all. But those of you who are coming, practice session, yes, Kevin? Oh, thank you.
What?
Thank you. I forgot. Yes, yes. Okay. So the question is, for Mastermind Group, what's one thing you learned today, and how will you use it? Back to your Mastermind Group, and then we're through. Thank you.